when he found that he could not, with all his huffing and puffing, blow the house down, he said, "Little pig, I know where there is a nice field of turnips." "Where?" said the little pig. "Oh, in Mr. Smith's home field, and if you will be ready tomorrow morning, I will call for you, and we will go together and get some for dinner." "Very well," said the little pig, "I will be ready. What time do you mean to go?" "Oh, at 6 o'clock. Well, the little pig got up at 5, and got the turnips, and was home again before 6. When the wolf came, he said, "Little pig, are you ready?" "Ready," said the little pig. "I have been and come back again, and got a nice pot full for dinner." The wolf felt very angry at this, but thought that he would be up to the little pig somehow or other. And so he said, "Little pig, I know where there is a nice apple tree." "Where?" said the pig. "Down at Merry Garden," replied the wolf, "and if you will not deceive me, I will come for you at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and we will go together and get some apples." Well, the little pig woke at 4 the next morning, and bustled up, and went off for the apples, hoping to get back before the wolf came. But he had farther to go, and had to climb the tree, so that just as he was coming down from it, he saw the wolf coming, which, as you may suppose, frightened him very much. When the wolf came up, he said, "Little pig, what are you here before me? Are they nice apples?" "Yes, very," said the little pig. "I will throw you down one." And he threw it so far that, while the wolf was gone to pick it up, the little pig jumped down and ran home.